Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV, where Christ and Culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about Stop Watching the Clock. And we're coming from the book of Daniel chapter 1 and chapter 2. So grab your journals. So if you guys listened to my last podcast episode, we talked about it's not time yet, sweetie. And today we're talking about timing again, but today we're talking about divine timing. And God actually started downloading this word in me last night while I was watching the show. And I'll tell y'all about that at the end of the episode. But this morning when I was doing my quiet time, he led me to the book of Daniel chapter 1 and chapter 2. And Daniel chapter 1 is talking about Daniel's training in Babylon. And as I read Daniel chapter 1 and Daniel chapter 2, God allowed four things to stand out to me. First thing that God allowed to stand out to me in Daniel chapter 1 is verse 5. It says, the king assigned them being all of the boys who were going to be working for the king. It says, the king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service. So in order for you to work for the king, and Daniel was one of the boys that was called to work for the king, you had to go through 3 years of training. It's not just us that have to go through process. Even the people in the Bible have to go through process before they get to the next level of purpose or the next place that God is calling them to. So it says that they were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service. So the first thing that God showed me in Daniel chapter 1 is that there was an appointed time for the men to be trained before they could work for the king. The second thing that God allowed to stand out to me in Daniel chapter 1 is Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. It says, but Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Decided to read verse 8 in another translation, and it said, Daniel made up his mind to eat and drink only what God had approved for his people to eat. So after reading Daniel chapter 1, God shows me that when we're in seasons, there's two things that's set. One thing that's set by God and one thing that's set by us. So in Daniel chapter 1, God or the king set the amount of time that they had to be trained. Just like when we go through a season of process, when we're working in our purpose, when we're becoming who God has called us to be, God has a set amount of time that we have to go through the process in order to fulfill or become the person that he has called us to be. So when it comes to our season of preparation, when it comes to the different seasons of life, there's a set time that God or the king has set on it for us to be in a certain season. But God showed me, God said, I'm a good God. So I set the first thing, but the second thing is something that you set. And this is a two-part thing. When it comes to process, when it comes to purpose, when it comes to preparation, it's us and God working together. Faith without works is dead. So we play a role in it as well. And God showed me in Daniel chapter 1, he said, I set the appointed time, but you set your focus. He said, I set the appointed time, but you have control of setting your focus. That is something that you can control. You control your focus. You can't control the time because I already have that set. I already got that covered, but you can decide what you're going to set your focus on. And when I read Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, Daniel made up his mind to eat and drink only what God had approved for his people to eat. Daniel chose to set his focus on only eating things that align with what God had approved to him. See, a lot of times when we're in seasons of process, we have our attention set on the wrong thing. We set our attention on time. And God is reminding us today that I am the God of time. I am the controller of time. There's nothing you can do about time. You can't speed time up and you can't slow it down. So when it comes to your different seasons, when it comes to preparation and promise, I set the time, you set your focus. What are you focused on during this season of your life? What are you focused on during your season of process? What are you focused on during your season of preparation? Are you focused on something that you can't change? Are you focused on something that you can't control? Because in every season, there is something that you can control that God wants you to be focused on. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, Daniel made up his mind to eat and drink only what God had approved for his people to eat. It doesn't say that Daniel was focused on asking them, well, how long we got to go through this training and how long I got to be here and when am I going to be the king? I'm ready to work for the king. It doesn't say that. It says, Daniel made up his mind that I am only going to consume the things that God has approved. Even though in our different seasons of process and preparation, it's not food that we're focused on, but we still can focus on the things that we choose to consume. What people are you consuming and allowing to be around you? What people or things are you listening to and allowing to digest into your system? God is saying today, in your seasons of preparation, in your seasons of training, in your seasons of waiting, I have already set the time. So that's not something that you need to worry about. Stop waking up every day and asking yourself, how long? When is it going to change? Time is in my control. You need to focus on what you can control, and what you can control is what you consume. What you can control is what you entertain. What you can control is the people you allow to have access to you. What you can control is what you choose to do every single day when you wake up. Are you doing things that add to the version of you that God is calling you to be? Or are you too busy focused on, God, when is it going to happen for me? What God also showed me after reading Daniel chapter 1, verse 5 and 8 is that chapter 5 was the appointed time being set. They had to be trained for 3 years. But God showed me that in Daniel chapter 8, that was anointing being activated during the appointed time. During the time where Daniel made up his mind about what he was and he wasn't going to eat, his anointing was being activated and it was being revealed in that season. Even though the appointed time had not come yet for Daniel to work for the king, his anointing was being activated. And God showed me, he said, during your process is when I show you your different gifts. That's when I show you what I have called you to do. That's when I've showed you who I've created you to be. It's during the process, before you get to the appointed time. You so worried about getting to the appointed time. You so worried about getting to the promise. There's a version of you that you need to be before you get there. But if your focus isn't set on the right thing, you're going to miss the season of preparation because you're so focused on something that you can't control. As I continue to read Daniel chapter 1, it says how Daniel told them what food he was going to eat and what food he was not going to eat. And then it says in Daniel chapter 1 verse 11 that Daniel told the guard, give us 10 days eating the type of food that I want to eat, which is the food that God approved and told him he could eat. Because during the season of process, during the season of preparation, during the season where you're waiting on the appointed time, this is where God is speaking to you. This is when God is downloading it to you and letting you know, this is what you do and this is what you don't do. This is who you are and this is who you aren't. This is the type of people I want you to be around and this is the type of people I don't want you to be around. I want you to know that during the season of the wait, during the season before you get to the appointed time or the promise, this is the season and the time where God is giving you instructions. So God had told Daniel the type of food that he wanted him to eat. This was God releasing instructions to Daniel. No, it wasn't time for the appointed time, but all of these things had to happen in order so that Daniel could be who he needed to be before the appointed time. Hope that you guys are really understanding what I'm saying, because a lot of times we grow weary in our faith and we begin to doubt God because we want the promise when we want it. We don't like the season of wait. We want to hurry up and get to the appointed time, but God is showing us today that there are so many steps and so many parts of the puzzle that must be completed before you get to the appointed time. So before Daniel started working for the king, God had already given Daniel instructions and he was letting Daniel know, this is what I want you to put in your body and this is not what I want you to put in your body, because there's a certain build that you must have to work for the king. I want you healthy. I want you in shape. I want you in tip-top shape before you start working for him. So I'm going to be giving you instructions and directions during this season of waiting on the appointed time. So when I read verse, and I know this is a lot, y'all, this is not milk, this is meat, okay? I know it's a lot. I hope y'all taking notes. So then Daniel chapter 1 verse 11, it says, Daniel told the guard, please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food that y'all want to give them. So Daniel said, test us, the ones that's going to eat the food that God told me I can eat, versus them who want to eat the food that y'all give us, and let's see who's Daniel's appearance is best after the 10 days. This was Daniel speaking up and standing on his anointing that God is revealing to him during his season of waiting on the appointed time. This is where Daniel is learning to use his voice. This is where Daniel is learning to trust what God is telling him, because Daniel had to trust the food that God told him to eat. And then that led to him saying, give us 10 days. After those 10 days, it says that the guards saw that Daniel and his friends were much healthier than the other men. And so this was also helping Daniel increase in trusting God, because he saw that what God said was right, and now he's living in the fruit of it. During your season of wait, during your season of process, this is where your intimacy increases with God. This is where God says something to you, and then he shows you that he does exactly what he said he does, and you become more comfortable with hearing his voice. You become more comfortable with following his instructions, because this is your season of training, and God knows how long you need to be trained before you can effectively walk into that promised land. So God showed me that Daniel chapter 1 and verse 5, where it mentions the 3 years of training, that was the appointed time being set. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8, where it says Daniel made up his mind about the food he wasn't going to eat, and he was only going to eat food approved by God, that was Daniel's anointing being activated. Right then and there, Daniel began to listen to only what God said and eat only what God told him to eat. This is his anointing rising up. Then Daniel 1 and 17, where his anointing was revealed, because the guards got to see that the food that Daniel and his friends ate made them more healthier, wiser, and stronger than the food that they gave the other people, which was the royal food. So this was proof. This was the fruit season. So verse 17 was literally the fruit of what happened in verse 8. This was Daniel's anointing being revealed to others, because it was already given to him in verse 8 when God told him what food to eat and what food not to eat, and Daniel stood on business. So verse 17, now others were able to see this boy really is blessed. This boy really does know what he's talking about. God really is speaking to him. So there was an appointed time that was set by God. There was anointing to Daniel that was released by God. And then the anointing was activated and revealed in verse 17 when the guards and the other men got to see that Daniel truly is anointed. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 18, it literally says, at the end of the time set by the king to bring them into his service, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hannah, Mishael, and Azariah. Y'all know the names. So they entered the king's service. At the end of that season, at the end of this chapter, they entered the king's presence, and he saw that none of the other men could equal up to Daniel and his homeboys. Then as I continued to read Daniel chapter 2, God allowed Daniel chapter 2 verse 16 to stand out to me. And it says in verse 16, at this, Daniel went into the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for him. So if you're familiar with Daniel chapter 2, what's happening is the king has called in all of the magicians, astrologers, and all of the wise men to ask them to interpret his dream. But he said, don't only interpret it, I want you to tell me what I dreamed about. And all of the astrologers, the magicians, and the enchanters, and the sorcerers, they weren't able to tell the king what he dreamed about, but they wanted to interpret it. And the king literally said to them in Daniel chapter 2 verse 8, the king literally said to them, I am certain that you are trying to gain time because you realize that this is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me the dream, there is only one penalty for you. So the king said to them, don't try to buy more time by asking me to dream. Tell me the dream and tell me what the dream mean if you really a wise man, and if you can't do that, then y'all up out of here, and I'm not gonna let you gain no more time by trying to get me to answer your questions. Just tell me what my dream was and interpret it. But then what God allowed to stand out to me is that in verse 16 it says, at this, Daniel went into the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for him. Now, the king just told the astrologers and the magicians and the enchanters that they cannot gain time. But then in verse 16, it says Daniel went in and asked for time and the king gave it to him. And God showed me that when it's God's divine timing, there's also favor attached to it. See, it may be something that somebody else got rejected, or somebody else couldn't do, or somebody else wasn't given the access that you were given. But when it's God's divine timing for you, there's favor attached to it. So Daniel was able to get more time, but the magicians, astrologers, and enchanters, we're not. So Daniel chapter 2 verse 16, it says that Daniel went in and asked for more time. And then when I got to Daniel chapter 2 and verse 19, it says, during the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. What God showed me is that once again, this is where the anointing was being released to Daniel. This is where God was releasing instructions to Daniel. This is where God was giving direction to Daniel. So it started off with Daniel going to the king and asking for more time. And we can assume that the king gave it to him, because the next verse says that he went home and discussed the matter with his friends. So it started off with the king setting an appointed time for Daniel to come back and tell him and interpret the dream. So just like in Daniel chapter 1, everything starts with an appointed time. Just like with us, just like in all the different seasons of our life and our purpose, everything starts with an appointed time. Anything that you're praying for, asking God for, anything that God has revealed to you, it has an appointed time. In chapter 1, God showed us the appointed time was 3 years, and now we're in chapter 2, and God is showing us that the king gave Daniel an appointed time to come back and tell him and interpret the dream. Then when I got to Daniel chapter 2 and verse 19, it says, during the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel. Once again, this is where the anointing is revealed and released to Daniel. This is where God is giving instructions and directions to Daniel. Just like in chapter 1, where God told Daniel what he could and could not eat. Now we're in chapter 2 and God is revealing the mystery to Daniel. So it starts off with an appointed time, then it goes to the anointing being revealed and released to you, and then it goes to the third part, which is the anointing being revealed to others, which happened in Daniel chapter 2 verse 26. It says, the king asked Daniel, are you able to tell me what I saw in my dream and interpret it? And we know the story. Daniel was able to do that. And what God showed me is the similarity between these two chapters, that in chapter 1, the appointed time was 3 years, and during that appointed time, God revealed to Daniel what he could and could not eat. And at the end of the 10 days that Daniel told the guard to put them to test, the guard was able to see that Daniel and his friends were much healthier and much stronger than the other man. So Daniel's anointing was revealed to the workers. It also says in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 18 that when they took Daniel and his friends in front of the king, it says he found no one equal to Daniel. So now Daniel's anointing is also revealed to the king. So it happened in three parts. There was the appointed time, there was the anointing being released, and then there was anointing being revealed to others. When we go to chapter 2, it says that Daniel went in and asked the king for more time. The king granted him more time. So now the appointed time is set. Even though we don't know how much time the king gave Daniel, he had to give him more time because he went home to discuss the matter with his friends. So it started off with an appointed time. After the appointed time was set, it says during the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel. Now the anointing is being released. God is giving Daniel instructions. Do we see the pattern here? God is giving him step by step on what to do and what to say when he gets to the next level of his process. Then in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 26, it says that Daniel interprets the dream to the king. So now the anointing is revealed to the king. It was released through the dream, and now it's revealed through the king. And God is saying to you today that whatever it is that you're praying and asking for and believing him for, there's an appointed time for that thing to come to pass. But before that appointed time, there will be anointing that's released, and there will be anointing that's revealed. Because there's a certain version of you that you must be before you step into that next level of promise and destiny. And it all lines up with God's divine timing. That's what this all comes back to. And that's today's seed, the divine timing seed. Because God is saying today, I need you to understand that there's a divine timing from the very beginning. But there's also a divine timing for your anointing to be released. And there's a divine timing for your anointing to be revealed to others. So I pray that this word encourages you today to trust God's divine timing. When it comes to what God has promised you, when it comes to your purpose and why you were created, there is a process that you must go through. And God is saying today, the time for you to reach that promise, it has been set from the beginning. The appointed time in chapter 1 and the appointed time in chapter 2 were both set from the beginning. But from the time the appointed time was set to the time that that thing came to pass, there was important steps in between. Daniel could not impress the king if he didn't first turn down the food and eat only the food that God had approved to him. God could not take him from the 3 years straight to the king because he wouldn't have been as healthy and as wise as he became during the wait. From the time in chapter 2 where Daniel went into the king and asked for more time to the time that Daniel interpreted the dream to the king, Daniel couldn't skip from step 1 to step 3 because in step 2 is where the mystery was revealed to him. And God is saying today, I need you to trust my divine timing more than you trust your own timetable, more than you trust when you think it should happen, because I know that with my divine timing, the time that I set the time versus the time that you get there, there are some important steps in the in-between. In the in-between is where I reveal your anointing. In the in-between is where I give you clarity. In the in-between is where your anointing is activated. In the in-between is where your calling is revealed to you. In the in-between is where I give you discernment that can't be taken away. In the in-between is where I give you your voice. In the in-between is how I show, is where I show you to be bold. In the in-between is where I show you how to speak up. In the in-between is where I make you who I have called you to be for that thing that I have promised you in your destiny. So you can't skip the in-between. But I need you to not grow weary and to know that there's an appointed time for you to reach it. But what are you setting your focus on while you wait? Daniel set his focus on what he was placing in his body. Daniel went home and went to sleep. He didn't stay up all night worrying about what the answer was or worrying about if he was going to have the answer. It came to him while he was resting. It says during the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel. Are you losing rest over something that's out of your control? Because the appointed time is in God's control. God knows when it's going to happen, but he also knows who you need to become for it to happen. And you can't get that if you're up stressing and trying to figure it out on your own. You must get content in this season and say, God, what do you want me to focus on so that I can be fully prepared and fully whole for what you are calling me to? I need to be whole in you and who you have called me to be. I need to be whole in my calling, whole in my anointing, whole in your image. Father God, show me what I need to be equipped with. Show me what I need to focus on. Show me what I need to work on so that I can be prepared for what you have promised me. What are you setting your focus on? Because at the end of the day, it all depends on God's divine timing. And God is saying today, if your focus is set on the wrong thing, you're delaying it. You're delaying it. Daniel could not work for the king until he put the right food in his body, which those instructions came from God. So during your season of wait, God said, just keep coming to me. Just listen to my instructions. Stop watching the clock because you're not in control with the time. I am. But what you are in control of is what you consume and what you do with the time I have appointed to you. It's all about God's divine timing. I told you guys at the beginning that God started downloading this word in me last night when I was watching this show on Netflix. And the show that I was watching is Squid Games. It is kind of graphic, but I just like game shows. So I'm not suggesting it. I'm just telling y'all I was watching it. So in the show, they had to do this cookie challenge, right? And during the cookie challenge, you have 10 minutes to cut out this cookie. And if you crack the cookie, then you get eliminated. So they hear, it's a clock in the room and the clock is ticking. So all you can use to cut out the cookie is spit and a little tiny needle. And you have 10 minutes to do it. And if you have to cut it out in a specific shape. And if you crack the cookie, then you automatically eliminate it. So God started downloading this word about divine timing into me because he allowed me to focus on the people that was focusing on the clock. Everybody that was focusing on the clock began to panic. And one guy in the episode, he's like a doctor that helps people with like stress. And he was like, we are not ourselves when we're under stress. And I noticed that everybody during that challenge, the more they looked at the clock, the more they begin to stress and the more they begin to handle the cookie so rough. Like literally some of them will look at the clock and then start trying to move faster because they noticed the time was getting low and then they cracked the cookie. And it's like, if you would have just continued to pace yourself, if you weren't focused on the clock, you could have handled it more carefully and you possibly could have passed to the next round. But because you keep watching the clock, you can't even focus on what you're called to do. You can't even complete the challenge. You can't even move on to the next round because you're watching the clock and it's giving you anxiety. And now you're not yourself. Now you're not thinking rationally. Now you're trying to move quicker than you should move. You're putting too much force on the cookie and now you're about to crash out because you keep watching the clock. And God showed me, he said, sometimes watching the clock will make you lose out on what you're called to. You're called to go to the next level. You're called to pass this challenge, but you're so focused on watching the clock that you're about to crash out. He also showed me that it was one lady during the challenge, and she kept asking everybody else. She was like, how much time left on the clock? How much time left on the clock? And I'm thinking to myself, I wouldn't have told her how much time left on the clock, because look at the clock yourself. But she knew every time I look at the clock, it's going to slow me down. So she continued to work on her cookie, but she asked the people around her how much time left on the clock. And they would stop working on their cookie to look at the clock to tell her the time and then get back to their cookie. And now you done messed up your flow. Now you trying to move faster. Now you handling the cookie rough and you about to break it, all because you keep watching the clock. And God is saying today, stop looking at the clock. Stop looking at the clock. Because every time you look at the clock, every time you think about how long you've been in this season, every time you think about, you wake up and you say, I don't have it yet, you're beginning to stress, and now you're getting anxious. Now you're mishandling the promise. Now you're possibly breaking it. Now you're trying to move fast. You're applying too much strength, too much pressure, and you could possibly break it. God is saying today, stop looking at the clock and trust my divine timing. And you can sow the divine timing seed to $TheChristianBay or PayPal Zelle TheChristianBay at gmail.com. That information will be in the description. It is December 1st, and we are not relying on our own strength, and we are not trusting in our own timing. We have to have faith in God's timing over our own understanding. God, in your perfect timing, it's going to happen. And if it has not happened yet, then you must still be preparing me. And I don't want my attention or my focus to be robbed from me because the enemy has me focused on the timing. God, tell me what I should be focused on. Tell me what I should be working on. Release your instructions to me. Give me clarity to hear you clearly so that I can become the version of me that I need to be to get to my destiny. I don't want to get there and then I fumble it because I am not who I need to be to maintain or be a good steward of that thing. So Father God, allow me not to be bound by timing, but to be set on the steps that you have ordered for me in this season. Regardless of how long that takes, I want to be the best version of myself so that I can be who I need to be when I get to my destiny. I trust in your divine timing. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to receive this word. Father God, thank you for using me as your vessel to deliver this word. Father God, right now I pray over each and every person under the sound of my voice. As we enter the month of December, Father God, I pray that we trust in your timing over our own understanding, Father God. Allow us to be disciplined and trusting in the steps that you have ordered for us, regardless of when we think they should come to pass or what season we think we should be in. Father God, I ask that our trust in you increases in this season, and that our own knowledge or our own perspective decreases. Father God, continue to guide us, Father God, and provide to us clarity and knowledge and wisdom to move according to your own timetable and not what we think is best. Father God, today we release our understanding to you. My camera just died on me, but we're gonna get back to it. Father God, I pray that you continue to guide us. Father God, give us the discipline, the knowledge, the wisdom to walk in the steps that you have ordered for us. Father God, allow us to set our focus on you in your word, Father God, nothing else, not the time period, not the season, not opinions, not what we see other people getting. Father God, allow us to end this year off trusting in your timing and enter next year trusting in your timing as well, Father God. But with it being the end of the year, I know it's so easy for us to look at the calendar and compare our lives to other people and compare what they receive and what we haven't received, Father God. But today I pray that as we sow the divine timing seed, that we also sow trust, that we also sow hope, that we also sow expectancy, Father God, that there's so much that you can do in the next 30 days, that even if it doesn't look like it, we have so much trust in your divine timing that we know that the unexpected can happen at any minute, Father God. So today we sow the divine timing seed, and we say that in December, we trust in your divine timing. We trust in our destiny. And even if we don't receive it in December, we trust that in your perfect timing, we will have what you have promised to us, Father God. And we continue to prepare. We trust in the process, and we continue to lean not on our own understanding, but to stand boldly on faith in who you are and what you said, because we know that your words will never return to you void, Father God. We love you, and today we sow the divine timing seed for December, and we say that we trust your timing above what we see, what we think, what we feel, and what we hear, because we know that your way is the best way, Father God, and we will continue to trust your will over our own understanding. We love you, Father God, and will forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for watching and listening to another episode of the Christian Bae TV and Podcast. I pray that this episode encourages you to start off your month of December trusting in God's divine timing. There is so much that God can do in the next 30 days. Do not allow the calendar to make you doubt your Father. You know God. You know He has never failed you. And if it does not happen in this month, because we love to hear, it's going to happen. It's happening now. It's time. Even if it doesn't happen, I promise you that it's going to happen in this perfect season, in this perfect timing. And I want to challenge you that if it doesn't happen, I want to challenge you to ask God, God, how can I better prepare for it? Because if it hasn't happened yet, I know that when it does happen, it's going to be so much more rewarding and fulfilling. So Father God, prepare me. Father God, build me up. Give me release instructions and directions to me like you did for Daniel, so that I can impress the king like Daniel did, so that I can impress you, so that I can be a good steward of whatever it is that you're about to release to me. Father God, in spite of the calendar or what's in front of me, I trust your divine timing. The information to sow that seed will be in the description. I love you guys so much. Happy December 1st. We are in the last month of the year. I'm so happy that I made it through this year with you guys. I love and appreciate you guys so much. And I pray that this word encouraged you to not look at the calendar. Don't get discouraged. Trust God's divine timing. Because when you step into what He has for you, I promise you, it's going to be worth the wait. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode of the Christian Bae TV and Podcast. Bye.